Today I'm speaking with Leah Stein of the Leah Stein Dance Company. Thank you, Leah, for speaking with me today.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
I would love to start by asking you when the Schuylkill River is most visible to you in your daily life.
It's most visible to me when I'm traveling or in rehearsal, depending on what I'm working on. But I think I really notice it when on Kelly Drive. And the bridges. I always notice it with the bridges, or I make a point of noticing it. And I enjoyed biking over the, I guess, which bridge? Walnut Street Bridge a lot, and watching that bike path get built and seeing its relationship with the river. Also the Schuylkill Banks River path.
And when you notice the river, what do you notice about it? Could you describe what the river looks like to you?
Sure. I mean, it's very different at different times. So I have many, many ways of recalling what it looks like from, you know, when it rains and how deep it, you know, when it rises and it's closer to the surface of the banks of the river, and the light at different times in the morning and the end of the day. The change in width, like I really notice where it's wide and it feels more expansive, and then where it feels more narrow and you could almost swim across it more easily if I could swim across it. And I feel like it has changed, but I don't know if it really has. In terms of I was working on a piece in Art in the Open about 2011 or 2010, and I was standing on the edge, preparing for rehearsal, actually, and just looking at the river and actually feeling, I think that the BP oil spill had just happened, and I was feeling kind of down about environmental issues and thinking about the river and looking over, and there's 76, and, you know, like what happened to our river's edge and how it's just bordered by the expressway, especially right there at 30th Street Station, and looking at it kind of brown and thinking and feeling a little sad, and, well, not a little sad, but, you know, pretty, it's a lot to take in when you really look at how the environment is being changed by industrialization. So, but there, all of a sudden, this, like, really, like, dinner plate-sized turtle floated up and poked his little head out. And that was a really wonderful moment of the life. So I feel like, oh, there's a lot of life in the Schuylkill.
And have you ever been inside the river?
I've been on the river in a boat, which is wonderful, of course. It just really opens up the feeling and the connection to the water. I've swum in the creeks, you know, Wissahickon Creek, but I've never gotten beyond my feet and hands in the Schuylkill River.
And you mentioned your work. How is your work? Could you describe a little bit about your work and how it's in dialogue with the river?
Sure. Well, I'm a site-specific choreographer and dance maker, so I've been working in Philadelphia and elsewhere, but my work in Philadelphia has taken me to many places all through the city, and in particular places along the Schuylkill River, enough times that I feel like it's a theme, you know, to have that core channel through many pieces. And I'm really interested, you know, as an artist, of awareness of the water, but also just, you know, here we are, what have we done, what is here, how do we connect with what's here, and the kind of the tension and the juxtaposition of urban life and river life, and how do they dialogue, and can we, you know, exist together in a healthy way.
And your latest piece, could you describe how you created it in conjunction with that space?
Sure. So Turbine was performed at the Fairmont Waterworks just this past weekend, and so many moving parts. It was a collaboration with the Mendelssohn Club of Philadelphia, so a chorus of singers and the composer Byron O'Young from Seattle, who's also very interested in water and just environmental issues and the water access and water justice. So he had a lot to bring to the project. And there's a lot to say about it. My first idea and image is that the audience and performers all together move downstream parallel to the water and to the river, you know, and move out in tributaries and come back. And my very first idea is I really wanted to have singers, like a whole barge full of singers on the river, and then, or maybe the audience on the river and the, but I know Ali Vidic did that. Well, she did that great work, her Invisible River, but it didn't make sense to do that. So the audience, everybody is on the river, is on the water, in the, on the water, at the waterworks. Everybody is at the waterworks and moving all through that architectural landscape that is right near the river, right near the, behind the art museum. And of course, that's where the water, you know, the turbines made the water go up at a long time ago with this lock system. So, architecturally, historically, socially, geographically, everything was ingredients in the work. And the end of the piece, the audience and performers, well, the audience really moves towards the balustrade to really be with the river. Actually, we had one singer in a boat. So there was the boat singer and then the chorus, and the audience was in between. So there was this dialogue between the river singer and the land singers.
So it sounds like the human movements are inspired by the movement of the water.
Sure, yeah. I mean, there was many influences, and I think the tone and texture of the piece, both the movement and the sound, were inspired by water and the flow of a river and the story of a river, whatever, you know, and the power of water in both its strength and its subtlety and its expansion and flooding.
In what ways do you think the Schuylkill is connected or disconnected to the Philadelphian community?
Clearly, more and more and more it's connected. I mean, I've been doing site work in Philadelphia for over 20 years, and I do remember when the Schuylkill River Development Council was talking about the Riverbanks Park 25, 35, 45 years ago. I wasn't around then, but I knew it. The conversation had been going on already, even when I arrived, and it was still an idea. And I think it's since I've been here. I don't know if it's my work, you know, but I don't think so. I think it's a change in consciousness. I think there's a big change in consciousness, even in the past 10 years, and the greening of people's awareness and Art in the Open, Dina Loeb, and it was one of many things that are bringing people to the river. And I think it's changing the way people relate to it, connect to it. The bike path is a big deal. I mean, the number of people that flow and flood down that every day, or I heard it's 15,000 people a week or something. So I think that is really making a big difference. And now there's the boats and the kayaks. And so I think in all sectors, it's definitely changed. For me, it certainly has.
And not only thinking about the past and the way that the river has changed from when you first arrived in Philadelphia, but how do you think that, what might the Schuylkill River look like in the future, or how might you imagine us relating differently to it?
Well, I think we're in the right direction. We're in a very good direction. It's nice the way the piers, you know, on the Delaware River, like that new Ray Street Pier, and you can just be, you can really be close to it. And maybe it's the public areas where you are able to be close. There's more of them, as well as more conversation, I think, about the health of the river and the environmental issues. Is certainly, I think, it's already happening in terms of this, the water initiative with the drain water here in Philadelphia, that big shift in consciousness about what happens when the water, when the sewers overflow with off water. So I can imagine, I mean, wouldn't it be great also to be able to, like, swim and just Google. So that's a real, that would be amazing. People fish. I don't know if they eat the fish, but maybe they do. But I mean, you see people fishing. So it would be pretty neat to be fishing and swimming in the Schuylkill.
Great. Well, thank you so much for speaking with me.
So nice to talk to you. Thank you.